fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of July, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show just like we did last night at the Republican Central Committee meeting. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, I'm probably, as far as I know, the only talk show host in the country who recommends what kind of socks to wear, but that's what I do. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year I'll do this. Merino wool socks. It'll be 90 degrees, 91 degrees here at my home today. I'll have my merino wool socks. This coming winter, when it's 10 degrees below zero, I will be wearing my merino wool socks. They come in 3 different grades, typically. The light dresswear grade, the medium grade, medium weight, which is what I wear pretty much all year long, and the heavyweight, which is a thicker, heavier sock that even in 10-degree weather, I don't particularly need that. The medium weight is typically enough for me. Where do you get them? Well, Sportsman's Guide, I've found good results there in Amazon. Most good quality sporting goods stores will carry merino wool socks. The higher the content of merino wool, the better they are. Your feet stay comfortably at a comfortable temperature. It wicks away the moisture. And just try them out. Get 1 or 2 pair and try them out. See what you think. All right, we have Patient Wayne Green with my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. He's also a guy who has made himself into an expert when it comes to knowing all about the essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils, and how they can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. I'm out near you over by Council Bluffs and doing a little retreat with some friends and having a lot of fun.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you got cell phone service because that's a pretty remote area.
Yes.
Well, last night I found out that Missouri is going to be a state that will have caucuses, presidential caucuses, this year for the first time since 1996. And so we discussed that topic and the training that will be involved. In 1996, I played a great role in having the Buchanan people take over the Republican Party for a day. The Buchanan chairman was an acquaintance, I would say a friend of mine. And the office manager who did the day-to-day work was also my campaign finance officer when I ran for Congress the same year, 1996. And the statewide coordinator was another friend who asked me for help. She got appointed this job. She didn't know what to do. She calls me up. She says, John, what do I do next? And I said, well, here's what you're going to do. And I gave her the names and phone numbers of political activists in all the congressional districts of the state of Missouri to get her going on that. So we planned this for months. We hired a person to help us understand how to Robert's Rules of Orders. A parliamentarian is what that person is called. And the parliamentarian went to each congressional district and did training for about a week in each district, role-playing how to take over the caucus and have Pat Buchanan become the Missouri candidate. And we were successful. Within minutes, Leon, our people took over every caucus in every congressional district on caucus day, completely surprising the mainstream Republicans and getting our guy elected statewide as the Republican candidate. That's the good part. The bad part is when we came to the state convention, the mainstream Republicans got John Bruner, who went by Jack. He was a World War II bomber pilot, by the way. He flew over the hump. And they got him to concede and give up what we had worked so hard to do and support George Bush. I was so disappointed, but that's what happened, Leon. Wow. And here we are again with another Missouri being a caucus state once again. A little bit of history here. In 1996, every state that had a primary where people went to polling places, Pat Buchanan lost without exception. Every state where they had a caucus, which means the voters were in rooms and raised their hands to be counted on the spot, every caucus state, Pat Buchanan won. That tells me a lot. Doesn't it tell you something, Leon?
Well, it seems like if that's the case, then I think about it, like how they could be that manipulative back in 79 when, you know, the computerized voting wasn't as evident or even as possible. You know,
it was 96, not 79.
Oh, 96.
Well, another example, we had a statewide referendum on concealed carry. I don't have the year here in front of me. I think it was about 1988, about. And it could have been a couple of years difference either way. And so 113 counties in Missouri, Leon. So I'm at the campaign headquarters for the concealed carry effort in St. Louis County. And the results are coming in. The polls close at 7 p.m. The results are coming in from the 113 counties. We're watching the TV stations as the results are coming in from 113 counties. It was very clear that there was overwhelming support statewide for concealed carry. About when that became clear, the St. Louis County computers counting the ballots stopped. They were broken.
Okay.
That was about 8 or 9 o'clock. So the results keep coming in from around the state. We're winning, we're winning, we're winning. Once the results from the other 112 counties were in, then the St. Louis County voting machines fixed themselves, and we lost.
112-1, and you lost.
That's right.
That's insane.
So that's another example of vote. Well, I'll give one more example of vote fraud. Dent County, nearby here, the county seat, yep, is Salem, Missouri. There was an election, and I don't recall how long ago. We're looking at 12, 14, 16 years ago. It's been quite a while. So the election is over. All the ballots have been brought back to the courthouse in Salem, Missouri, and the ballots are being counted. And a county maintenance truck hit the one and only utility pole that provided power to the courthouse, knocking out power to the courthouse. And the ballot counting continued during the blackout. And, of course, the people that were behind all this got the results they were looking for, Leon.
And I've heard about
this. I can hear you laughing. I can hear you laughing.
I hear about the mob, and I'm like, wow, someone is doing that as well.
So how blatant can you be?
Exactly.
How blatant can you be? There's nothing new about vote fraud. It became a lot more evidence. I got a note here, something about Dave Hodges, and it went away. It was there, and then it was gone. I don't know what that was about. Maybe it can pop up again. I don't know why it went away. So we need protocols put in place to prevent vote fraud, don't we?
Absolutely. I wonder how will this caucus affect the presidential aspect?
It's at the moment, the Ron DeSantis campaign is going nowhere, as far as I can tell, which leaves President Trump. I got a note here from Dave Hodges that he could come on the first hour. Let's share some time with Dave Hodges because he can only come on the first hour, Leon. So let's go ahead and bring Dave on, if we can, and get some updates from Dave. Leon, after the first break, which comes up in about 6 minutes or so, we'd like to find out what the oil of the week is, sir.
Okay.
So you retreat. Are you camping? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I brought the same tents I used out front side for 14 years. I brought one of them, the smaller one, and nice and comfy and...
A little nuance here, Leon. I've never been camping.
Yeah, you always used to do rucks and bivy sacks.
I've lived in the forest for weeks at a time, but I was being paid to because it was my job in special forces. One operation, I was there for a month. We weren't allowed to have tents. Our shelters were ponchos snapped together. Which is fine as long as it doesn't rain too hard.
Right.
So I've never been camping as a sport or a recreational activity. And we have with us our friend Dave Hodges. Dave's website is The Common Sense Show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John.
Speak up a bit. I know your audio is real low on my end. Maybe Julie, I'll turn it up on my end. So, Dave, you got a scheduling conflict. You can come on this first hour. What's on your radar you want to talk about this morning, sir?
It's almost like, where do we begin?
Oh, I know.
I think what's attracting everyone's attention right now is central bank digital currency. I know Joe Rogan, as liberal as he is, he even came out yesterday and did an emergency warning, his words. People are really getting it in terms of at our level. I don't think the citizens are getting it yet, though.
All right, Dave, can you turn up the audio on your end? I turned up my headphones, but RVN can't hear you. If you can do something and bump up.
Is that any better?
It's okay. Now I'm getting an echo. Every time I talk, I hear myself talk back. Now that's stopped. Thank goodness. You're going to try reconnecting? Okay. Dave's going to try to reconnect and get back with us. Once he does that, we'll have a little discussion about these digital currency thing. Really hasn't tried to reconnect yet, as I can see. After what happened with the Sam Bankman-Fried thing, I'd be shocked if anybody would believe in digital currency ever again. I have a nephew who's a big believer in digital currency, and he talks about how secure it is. Well, The algorithms may be secure, but the issue is the human aspect of it, which is where fraud can certainly take place, regardless of how secure the digital computer part of it may be. So I don't trust it myself.
Mike Adams seems to endorse the privacy coin aspect, in which it is completely, even the people who are doing it can't, I mean, with Bitcoin, if they have your email, they can actually look at your entire history. So they know everything you bought, when, and whereas a privacy coin, that is anonymous, along with using Epicoin. So, you know, Mike realizes the importance of having the ability to move money worldwide quickly. And also, you're the only person that has a 12 or 24 word passcode. So when I say torture you for it, you can just leave the country or come one place to another anywhere in the world and access it. The only reason I didn't buy it years ago is because of the impact of an EMP, thinking that would be down. You have to go offshore to get your money if that occurred in America. So that was my reluctance. So I'm not talking about putting, you know, even 10% of, you know, investment would be, you know, I would have made a multiple million had I just put 10% in there. So it right. really irritates me.
Right, right. Well, I'm still going to be very cautious about any of this digital stuff myself. That's just simply who I am. And yeah. If it works, it works. God bless the people that want to use it. I'll stick for the time being. I'll stick with the stock market, which I have very little in that, and things that I can pick up and see, such as high value collectibles. High value collectibles would be my choice for the time being.
Now, when you say high value collectibles, you talking about gold and silver? Or you talking about motorcycles and things?
No, gold and silver are not collectibles. No. Rolex wristwatches, for example. A Rolex wristwatch you can take to any city and on the planet and have it be instantly recognized for what it is. So it's small, it's portable, it has high value. Except in the case of a complete zombie collapse, it's going to have value any place you go. Gold coins and silver coins, obviously. Have value that's not going to go away. It's, with a 5,000-year track record, gold and silver coins have certainly stood the test of time, haven't they, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, I actually did research for years on it. And if you remember Kiyosaki, I met him at the Denver. He had one of his real estate sales or one of his real estate conventions. And I got to talk to him separately for a short amount of time during one of the breaks, and I educated him on silver and gold. And then about a year and a half later, he hired Mike Mahoney. And Mike Mahoney is now his expert, and he really endorses it. But this was back in right after 9/11. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was after 9/11 when he came to Colorado, and he was completely stuck on just real estate. And I said, this has been around for 6,000 years. It's never failed. 100% of every currency in world history has failed that was not attached to gold and silver. And so after giving him a quick synopsis of the advantages, it took him a year for him to...
Well, he had to think about it a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Dave's back. Welcome back, Dave. We got a break coming up soon. You think the digital currency thing is the top of the... for the moment?
Well, it is among people like ourselves, people who are more casual listeners and casual political participants. They're still trying to unravel what's going on. They don't see the threat. I just read a World Economic Forum analysis a couple of days ago in my travels, and I was on the road and I was reading this, and I thought, my gosh, how could people not get upset about it? And they were talking about some things you're going to lose when CBDC comes in. Now, one of them, you can only travel on an airplane once every 3 years and not over 500 miles. You can only buy 3 items of clothing. You will not own a private vehicle. And I'm thinking that right there should be enough to get people's attention, but it's not. We need to really beat this drum hard.
Yeah, well, that's very alarming, to say the least. We have a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to find out what is the oil of the week. Stay tuned, everybody.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our sponsor by doTERRA Essential Oils. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Dave Hodges, the website's The Common Sense Show. And we're going to find out real quick here, what is the oil of the week? Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. It is frankincense. So frankincense is very high in sesquiterpenes. And so the benefits of frankincense are antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic. It's an antidepressant. It is also very high in, because it's high in sesquiterpenes, it's one of the few natural compounds that can cross the blood-brain barrier, that along with myrrh. So it protects you from things like dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. It's one of the best ones in that regard. It's also highly anti-tumoral, anti-cancerous. So many people use it. I mean, I use it specifically with the vets for PTSD because of that capacity. And it's also great because it's a great antidepressant. You use that along with balance oil, balance blend by doTERRA. And so there's so many benefits. If you are ever at a loss for words, which oil to use, frankincense has over 650 known constituents and it has the most flexibility for being anti-inflammatory and antidepressant. And so that's the one to reach for, is frank. So if you don't know what oil, grab frankincense. It'll definitely have an application regardless of topical, internal, or just aromatic. So frankincense is the oil of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, Dave, the list of things you restrictions on people's daily lives and when you can fly, not only a private automobile, that would be a dramatic change in American life and culture, to say the least, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. Now, I didn't even mention the big one. The big one is what we saw in Canada and what we see in China. When they had the Canadian truckers protest, Trudeau responded by stealing the bank accounts of people who lended aid or participated in the so-called protest. And this is what's going to happen here, only it's going to be a lot more high-tech, John. I've read a lot of analysis of this. We have the average person has somewhere around 7 to 10 listening devices in their home, from their computer to their TV to their cell phone to Google Nest to Alexa. They're always listening. And so your home conversations are now tagged and cataloged by the NSA. It's been going on for a long time. And everybody has a threat matrix score. And I won't go into great detail on this, but it is based on the old MMPI psychological test manual, which was the sine qua non of all psychological testing. And they based it on the same kind of situation where they had 16 subscales and an aggregate score. And that's going to be used to take money away from you, deny privileges. It's like what's happening in China, only our technological prowess will allow us to do a lot more enforcement. And the biggest thing is you can just basically be canceled from life. And if I might, I just want to tell you a quick story. When I first learned about the Chinese social credit, it was explained to me by Patrick Wood from Technocracy News like this. Lady posts something on the net that caught the Chinese government attention. It wasn't overtly critical, but it certainly showed some doubt expressed towards government. 8 men showed up, like the men in black, to her apartment. And she just said, hey, I'm really sorry. Let me serve you tea. I had a bad day. I didn't mean anything disrespectful. And they left, and she thought, oh, I'm fine. Well, the next day, she received an eviction notice from her state-owned apartment. She had her travel permit revoked by the end of the week. And the following week after that, she was canceled from her university, and she lost her job. And that's what Americans are facing. But, John, I don't think they're going to bring it in just by decree and declaration. I think they've got to bring it in under some kind of really bad stress so the people won't resist as much. People would resist this today once they start to enforce it. But if they bring it in under a false flag, a nuclear detonation, the beginning of a serious third world war, then they're more likely to get more cooperation, just like the lockdowns. People went along with the lockdowns because they really believed the virus was deadly and they weren't looking at the vaccine. I do believe that analogy fits here, and they're going to bring this in under crisis management. And I also happen to agree with Colonel McGregor, because I'll bootstrap this one step further. The Democrats can't cheat enough to win in 2024. I really think that they're out of options to swing enough votes. So they can't have a 2024 election. And I think this dovetails, too, with another false flag, whether it's grid down, choose your scenario. But I believe we're not going to have a 2024 election, and I believe the crisis will usher in CBDC. And the way they'll get people to accept it is that, hey, the dollar's failed, folks, but we can forgive your debts if you just take this digital currency.
Well, people holding the debt aren't going to like that. Here's our break. We'll continue this conversation after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attack!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. It'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, 12th and 13th of August. Details of the event, be a great event, at my website. You can buy your tickets right there also at thelibertyman.com. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If arthritis pain has you down, check out the Energy Cleaner. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. You can get all the details, place your order right there at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Dave Hodges. His website's The Common Sense Show. And, Dave, you're right. It would take an extreme crisis of some sort, one or two nukes going off this country. Well, today's the NATO summit, by the way. If I don't think it's going to happen, but if Ukraine would become part of NATO, that would be the instant start of World War III, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because then everybody would be bound by treaty to jump in with full-fledged forces to oppose Russia.
That's right, because the NATO charter says if one of our countries is attacked, it's the same as attacking all of us. We all have to respond. I don't believe it's going to happen for the obvious reasons. I think Germany's going to oppose it pretty strongly. But we live in perilous times, don't we, sir?
There's absolutely no question about it. But the thing at the top of my list, though, I worry less about nuclear war, although I think there are people crazy enough on this planet to want to do it. But I don't necessarily think it's going to happen in the fearful fashion that people believe. But I will tell you, John, once we let CBDC comes here, and it's already halfway in, once we let it come here, it's the end of everything for America. I mean, right now, Biden's already acting like he has total control. Every time there's a Supreme Court ruling against him or one of his policies, like the student loan forgiveness program, he comes out and just says, we'll find a way around it. Right. They have absolutely no respect for law and order or the Constitution. They're already acting like they're totally in control dictatorially. And if you notice, too, one of the whistleblowers about Hunter Biden, which implicated Hunter Biden in violation of the Foreign Agent Services Act, what happened to the whistleblower? They got charged with the same crime by the DOJ, but nothing for Hunter. I mean, this is the time we live in. And I don't think the general public is really grasping fully what's going on. This is the fight for America right now. There is no tomorrow if we lose this battle with CBDC.
Amazing. Well, I hope there's some congressmen and senators who are opposing this. I don't know. Are there?
It's interesting. If you just listen to the rhetoric, you would believe Congress is going to do something. But how many endless investigations that lead nowhere to no action and nothing is ever punished? How many times does that have to happen before you realize we're watching a dog and pony show in Washington? I think the reason that the Republicans are not organizing against the Democrats, because I'll give you the one thing the GOP could do right now in the House. They could cut off all funding to the DOJ. They could cut off all funding to every ancillary organization like the EPA, the FDA. All these unconscionable things that are going on could be brought to an instant halt just by stopping the funding in the House of Representatives. And their failure to do this says that they're part of the problem.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, absolutely. Article 1, Section 8 is a very... When I ran for Congress, I emphasized this a lot. If we only followed the dictates of Article 1, Section 8, the money-spending authority of Congress, many of our problems wouldn't exist in the first place, would they?
No, not at all. But then again, too, the Constitution is as near a perfect document that's ever been created for government. And all we have to do is follow it to empower the people to be the best we can be. But that's not the goal. Jeff Nyquist said something on your show, John, about a month ago that's resonated with me, and I thought about it many times. He said, communists are communists are communists, and that a communist in China is the same as a communist in America, same as a communist in Russia. And I totally agree with that statement. And what we're looking at right now are Bolshevik-style communists have overtaken our government, and they are doing everything they can do to overthrow the republic, from a Maoist cultural revolution, teaching first graders about oral sex, drag queen parties in elementary schools, and that kind of cultural revolution, all the way to the abandonment of the Constitution. They glorify every sexual persuasion that does not end in procreation. So to those people that think that these quotes about depopulation from the global elite are just rhetoric, I would say look at their actions. They're telling you right now they don't want people here. They don't want procreation. And in fact, we have Pride Month for gays, LGBTQ. Where's the celebration of the building block of society, the family, raising right. children? There is none. Where's the glorification of the Christian principles that made this nation great? They're shunned. Pastors are now bought off by 501c3. And I'd ask this question to your audience. When's the last time that your pastor from the pulpit said, you know, we have hedonistic leaders in this country. We have sanctioned by the government child sex trafficking. We have all kinds of illicit sexual relationships going on and contrary to the Bible. When are we ever going to hear pastors address the critical issues?
Well, that's a good question. My pastor does a pretty good job of that himself, but it's a small country church with not that many people in any given service. But the one thing I've noticed, Dave, is the black churches have always said whatever they wanted to politically, despite having 501c3 status. They really don't care, do they?
Well, they don't, but you have to understand, a lot of the black population has been mesmerized by the party that enslaved them, the Democratic Party. And they're the fathers of slavery. They're the fathers of Jim Crow. And what they have done is they've created a victim mentality, because it's just, you see it in CRT in the schools. If you are white, you're a victimizer. If you are black, you're a victim. Doesn't matter your individual circumstances or your status in life. Those are the two statuses that you occupy. And so what they've done is they've created this victim mentality, but only the Democrats can save you. Now, more and more black people are waking up, but to my satisfaction, not enough. Now, in the Hispanic community, we see something entirely different. Hispanics make up the fastest rising class of entrepreneurs in America, and they've had enough of this. They are achievement-oriented, and they are saying, we are changing our political allegiance. We've seen massive shifts in the Hispanic community towards politics. I don't think black people are far behind. I just don't know if CBDC comes in, if they're going to have time to act on the change of heart that I'm seeing happening.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, there's some, I want to do a segue here. I'm sure you've heard of or know Dane Wigington.
Yes.
Mike Adams has a 1-hour interview with Dane on his website right now. And Dane has become an expert in human-caused climate change. And we're not talking about global warming as put forth by Al Gore. We're talking about adding chemicals to the atmosphere to change the climate, and setting fires to change the climate and destroy the forests. And that interview is very important, and I want to encourage everybody to watch and listen to that, Dave.
You're talking about up on Brighteon, right?
On Brighteon, at Natural News.
You know, I interviewed Dane the last time, I think it was about 5 years ago, and he echoed many of those same things, and he said we were running out of time. And I've heard that interview he did with Mike, and it was a fantastic interview, and I agree with you. Everyone needs to listen to it. Isn't it funny, John, that when we were talking about chemtrails in the 90s, people said, well, you belong in a mental institution.
Right.
And now the government's fully admitting to what we've been saying for 30 years.
Well, what they're saying now is they want to start the atmospheric changes. They're not admitting that they've been doing it for 75 years.
Well, okay. But you look at the chemtrails in the sky and you combine it with the statements they're making, I think it's a short leap to say that's half a confession. I hear what you're saying. It's kind of like when Trump brought the space program, the secret space program, into public existence because he wanted more funding from Congress, and he acted like he had just created it. No, that's been in existence since the 50s.
Right.
So
right.
It's the same thing here with chemtrailing. But do you, I mean, this is what people don't stop and think about. You want to reduce the sunlight to the earth by what do they say, 18-20%?
Right.
Do people understand what the effect on crop yields is going to be on a population that's growing on this planet? We're going to have famine of biblical proportions when
that's
we do
right.
stuff like this.
That's the outcome they're looking for, and Wigington addresses that very thoroughly and very well in that interview with Adams, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, Dan is really the expert in that area. I followed his work closely, and congratulations to Mike for bringing that out. But see, we don't – people stick to, John, what they are exposed to the most.
Right.
It's kind of like the old Nazi dictum. If you repeat a lie often enough, people will come to believe it. Well, it's also true with the truth. If you repeat a story that's true often enough, people will identify with it and act on it. And unfortunately, there aren't enough Dane Wigingtons out there to bring this message forward.
No, Dane's audience is maybe 1 or 2% of the population at best. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's others such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. His outreach is less than 1% of the people of this country, but he's saying in no uncertain terms that the COVID vaccination is designed and meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's a direct effect. It's what it's meant to do. These issues move forward, and I think we need to keep encouraging people to take personal responsibility and be ready to have a hobby farm, grow their own food, some distance, safe distance from a major city, don't you think, Dave?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools is kind of your starter kit. And people that don't get outside the system are going to really be entrapped in a system that's going to take their money. And one of the things I've been telling people about, too, I represent a gold company, and I won't make a shameless ad here, but I'll just say this. I believe in reputable gold and silver companies that are making retirement conversions, regardless of who they are, as long as they're reputable and don't charge an arm and a leg. And unfortunately, there are some that do that. But, John, what people need to know is that in the banking system, there was a law passed in 2010 called Dodd-Frank. And that basically declares you, whether your retirement's attached to your bank account or your passbook savings, whatever it would be, whatever's in the bank is not yours. Once you deposit it, you become an unsecured creditor. And what people need to understand is this, is that as the banks fail, and the banks are failing right now, they're taking money out of their own banks, $541 billion last week in a story I ran. So, John, what people need to understand is the banks are taking money out of their own banks, and they're replacing with gold and silver holdings. That should be a message to everybody else. Does anybody really believe that the banks aren't going to use your money to soften their fall when the crash comes? Business Insider has already said that we expect to have the dollar recalled at a near date. And I do believe right now we're in that time when that can happen, because the Fed coin is already in existence as part one of CBDC. And then the next part is the installation of the AI to control the social credit connected to controlling everything financially in the country and doing a digital conversion, which, as I said earlier, will come under some kind of false flag event.
Well, Dave, I live in the Ozarks. I have neighbors that don't know what the internet is, don't own a cell phone, could care less. When I got in the legal system in 1972, there were World War I veterans who were lawyers I worked with who told me about taking payment in walnuts and eggs and chickens and squirrel meat during the Great Depression. These hillbillies will do what they need to survive, and they don't even know they know these things exist, such as the internet, such as smartphones, such as cell phones, but they could care less. They don't know about, they don't have them, they don't want them, they don't need them. They're not part of the system, and they're not going to be part of it, Dave.
Well, I agree with you to a point. That dropout philosophy will cushion you for a while, but I think we need to take a 30,000-foot view of what's coming. CBDC is not just government control and the evisceration of the Constitution. It is the mark of the beast. Let's not pull any punches here. You shall not buy or sell without it. So if you're outside the system for any length of time, I believe it's only a matter of time until the system catches up with you. How are you sustaining yourself? Why don't we have any record of this? You are therefore operating outside the system, and that's how I think they'll catch up to a lot of people.
Well, who's going to enforce that? Our county sheriff isn't going to. I had dinner with him last night. He's not going to do that. A former Marine, great guy. Federal agents will not be tolerated in my neighborhood. They simply won't. When you see the stars and bars, the Confederate battle flag flying from homes in my neighborhood, they're not there for decoration.
No, I hear what you're saying, John, but the one thing I would say, though, is this, is that unfortunately, not all the sheriffs are on board. I know Sheriff Mack tries endlessly to educate sheriffs as to their duties. But the bottom line is there are a lot of communities. I'll give you an example. My sheriff here in Maricopa County received $2 million from various groups controlled by George Soros to unseat Joe Pyle as sheriff of our county. And he lied in participation of cover-up of the fact that the election officials did not have the election codes on the 2020 election night, so the voting machines could get away with counting the votes in whatever location they wanted, in whatever manner they wanted. And he participated in that lie. And to this day, he and the county supervisors of Maricopa County have not complied with two court orders to surrender those codes for analysis. So that's the kind of sheriff I have in Maricopa County. And I would say right now in Arizona, I would say you probably have five or six sheriffs that are just as bad as he is.
Well, we have about 3,300 sheriffs in the United States. The majority of them are elected. The majority of them I believe to be honest, Constitution-following sheriffs. And, of course, there's exceptions like the one that you've got to deal with there, unfortunately. That's a tragedy on one hand. On the other, the county sheriffs, as I'm sure you know, Dave, they're the last bastion of a defense between us and all this mess, aren't they?
Yeah, there absolutely is. But also, too, if you have CBDC installed and there is no rule of law, and it is what the people who control the financial system say it is, then it doesn't really matter who your sheriff is, because they'll be controlled as well. They'll be subject to the same pressures under CBDC as everybody else. And this is, I did a late night interview. It's going to air today on my TV show with Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor. And I'll tell you, John, and you've never heard me talk this way because I'm not a violent person. I'm a Christian. But I believe the only way to stop what's coming is a full-fledged revolution. And we got to hope that the military will join with us at the rank and file level.
Well, I hope and pray that it doesn't happen. I've been to one war. I wouldn't care to see war on our soil here.
I agree.
Civil wars are the worst. It would be, it would change this this country for two or three generations to the future if that did mm-hmm. happen. Yes.
Absolutely. John, we have to ask ourselves this question, though. And do we want a civil war or do we want a purge?
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll have a discussion after the break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, away, away,
back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Dave, I've got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, I think we pretty well said it with CBDC. I see that as the main issue, but I want to make an announcement here, too.
Please.
There is going to be a recall of Governor Katie Hobbs.
Really?
And there's prominent people behind it. I'm not at liberty to say a lot, but I was invited to one of the kickoff calls that was very private, and I'm going to be helping to promote this and to gather people to this. The other thing that's happening, too, is also involved with a kickoff call with Paul Preston and some people in Arizona. We are going to start a second state movement, like the New California movement, and we're going to model much of what we're doing after them, and it does involve using the sheriffs to issue criminal affidavits. But we are moving in Arizona. The thing is we have to have longevity to get this done, John, because when CBDC gets here, I can't stress this enough. The game is over. And the day that it's announced we're going to digital, I won't revolt over high taxes. I won't revolt over Biden criminality, okay? But I will tell you, if we don't revolt over this, then you're submitting to the forces of Satan, because this is the mark of the beast.
Well, that's a very dramatic statement, and hopefully it won't come to fruition. But if it does, we'll deal with it, won't we?
Absolutely. Well, I know you'll be dealing with it, John. You have a long history of that.
I do. Oh, decades.
Yes, and you've got the combat experience to back it up. So,
I'll be training some men in precision marksmanship next month. I have the capability of hitting a 6-inch moving target at 600 yards.
I'm also aware of your athletic proclivities, too. And I used to have mine, but the reason I can't stay on longer today is I'm traveling across town today to try to save my knee. I am not doing a replacement. I'm dying with this knee, so I'm looking for non-surgical alternatives. But hopefully, John, I'll be there in the game with you competing physically before long. But it's always great to be on with you. I do appreciate what you do.
Fantastic, Dave. Well, best of luck with the knee, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Tuesday, sir.
All right. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Okay. Leon, you still with us?
Yes.
Leon's. Okay. Well, thank you for hanging in there, Leon. We've got top of our break. If you want to hang in a bit longer, you may have some comments. I know, well, your campers are probably going to be wanting breakfast here, aren't they?
Yep.
Okay. We'll let you go. And enjoy your time at Council. It's a beautiful area, and it's a great time of year to be there. And we'll have a great time with your friends, and we'll have you back next Tuesday also, Leon.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Top of our break coming up, we'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Steve Bannoun will join us for part of the time. He's got issues to deal with, as we all do. And I always look forward to getting caught up with Jeff. I've been a follower of Nyquist's work for, right at about 20 years when I first ran across his articles he was publishing at WorldNet Daily. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.